Hi, I'm Charlie Phillips, please.
Can I ask who's calling?
Sure, this is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Let me see if she's available.
Sure,
can I ask what it's regarding?
I spoke to her back on, looks like way back in May of last year, right after, I think there was a robbery or something of that nature, but this is, we're a commercial bank. We offer loans for equipment and working capital. So I was just checking in with her this year and seeing if you guys have a need for anything like that.
Okay, let me ask her.
Sure, thanks.
Yep.
Right, so, hi. Right, let me grab something. Sorry, it's out of power. Okay, give me 2 seconds.
Hi, this is Phyllis.
Hey, Phyllis, how are you? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, I'm not sure if you remember talking or not. It was a while ago, right on this time last year.
Probably not, but that's okay.
But yeah, I was just checking in with you guys this year. We're a commercial bank that offers loans for equipment and working capital.
Mm-hmm.
So just checking to see if you have anything on the horizon or anything that you
want to do. Well, I do. I was looking into something right now because we're redoing the computers and all the software and all the hardware.
Okay.
And the truck is about to go, and the saw has to bring the guy in from Texas to fix the saw. But, you know, I think last night I talked to you because we'd been robbed and our credit was shot, so I don't even know if I've qualified yet.
You know, I can look into it for you and tell you quickly, but okay. A lot of our loans aren't really credit-driven. They're more cash-flow-driven on the company. You know, we understand.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since 2008. I mean, obviously, people had to get creative to lend anyone money at that point, so...
Yeah.
A lot of people were, you know, hindered in negative ways, but I'd be more than happy to look into it for you.
Okay.
It's been a while. I think when we spoke last, it was actually on the 19th of May last year. So, I mean, if you've been able to recoup somewhat from then, it should be fine. But I still have.
I know we're doing good. In fact, Square, you know, Square offered me $50,000 capital. You know, because
okay.
They just take it right off. Like with the deposits. You know, because they do a lot of Square deposits. You know, Square is right, the credit card company.
Yep, sure do.
So it might not be too bad if they offered me 50, but
yeah,
their interest rate's too high and I don't want it.
Yeah, those type of loans, I mean, they work in some cases, but they're just almost impossible to budget for like maybe a hair salon or a restaurant where you have people coming out your door every day. They're, you know, 90% of your business is with a piece of plastic, then, you know, it kind of makes sense. But otherwise, with you guys, you kind of bill per job, it sounds like, and some people pay cash or something like that, so...
And checks and stuff. So, yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, you can check and see if I can qualify for anything because I would like to have a backup plan if I can't pay for all this.
Absolutely. I mean, it looks like the email address I have for you guys still is info@Whittington.
No. Mm-mm.
Don't do that one? All right.
No, let me give you mine. Just do it. I'm going to give you my personal because we're having trouble so much with the computers lately.
Okay.
Being stalked. Stalked, hacked. So it's PHYLLY. .JEAN.
JEAN.
Wait, it's philly.gene. So it's PHYLLY.JEAN5678@gmail.com. Where are you out of?
We're actually located in San Diego, California.
Oh. Ooh, is it hot?
It's not too bad. It's been kind of a strange spring so far. We haven't really even hit summer yet. It's been really overcast and more
hot
rain
here.
Than normal. Yeah, I actually lived up in Vancouver, Washington for a little bit, and Portland for a while.
Mm.
Bremerton's
great,
though.
You're familiar with the area.
Yeah,
let me get a car where I live there, but yeah, but Bremerton, we're right here. It's nice. It's beautiful over here, this side of the water. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Bremerton a couple times. I had a buddy that went to college out there and visited him.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, you want to check in and get back with me, or are you doing that right now?
I will. Let me verify your email address just one more time at phyllly.gene.
Mm-hmm.
So phyllly.gene568@gmail.com
5678.
Oh, 5678, okay.
philly.gene5678@gmail.com.
Gmail. All right. I will shoot over everything we need for your approval.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.